Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We have a new friend with us today, folks. Anna Murray. Anna Murray is the founder of eMedia, which has been around for a while. She started it right out of elementary school. She's the author of several books, including The Complete Software Project Manager. I'm sure that's on every shelf out there. And she is an award-winning business owner and entrepreneur and professional. And she's our new friend. Anna, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you started your company a while ago, one of the earliest web development companies out there. And I want you to tell us about your journey as a woman, your journey in the world of technology.
Well, you know, I was in school in the 1980s. I was in high school in the 1980s, and I really didn't have much to do with computers. In fact, I remember trying to get out of my computer requirement in high school because computers back then, I don't know, they didn't look like, it was the Apple II, whatever it was. And I majored in English.
Don't forget the Macintosh.
Well, yeah, that came out in 94.
Yep.
Sorry, 84.
Uh-huh, that's right.
But, you know, few people had their paws on those things in those days. And if you went into a computer science class, it was all COBOL and Fortran whatever that was.
That's right.
You know.
It was all DOS.
When the web came along, now that inspired me. And so I ended up starting an early stage web company with an English degree and a journalism degree.
Wow. You were a pioneer regardless of gender in 96, weren't you, doing this?
Yes, although, you know, the funny thing is, and it's a life lesson, if you can imagine, back in 96, people were telling me, oh, it's too late to start a web company. I mean, there must be four in town already.
That's funny.
True story. And I was intimidated by that.
Well, you know, in 97, I had my first website we built in 97. I didn't know that was early. I actually thought it was late. And not too many people can say that they've had a website for 22 years. And, you know, and other things that we've done, I didn't think I was being a pioneer by simulcasting in 98, but, you know, apparently I was. But no, in terms of what you were doing, you were ahead of the curve as an individual, let alone a female. I know one other woman who was around in those days and were leading the charge like you were.
Well, yeah, I think it was, although I didn't really think about, you know, it wasn't until much later and people started to observe, you know, that it was also remarkable gender-wise. But, you know, what's interesting about that is in the years that I was doing that in colleges and the PhD programs, women were actually making gains in computer science, and then the whole thing reversed itself in the late 90s.
Really?
So
why do you think so?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There were some early and wrong sort of, you know, those personality tests that they do and the Myers-Briggs that. There was an early one that sort of when computers were just in that time, in the late 80s, early 90s, where we were sort of trying to get computer scientists. The typecast, what's the best person to go into computer science? And the people who were doing this study, which turned out was, you know, debunked, but that doesn't matter now, they identified sort of this personality type
as
an antisocial male.
The nerdy kind of personality that did not fit most women, did it?
Right. Nerdy, very, very introverted.
Right.
Sort of, you know, the guy you think of now, the guy in a hoodie in the basement.
Right.
Well, that turns out that was wrong, but a whole generation of people grew up thinking that diverted some women away
from tech because of that stereotype?
I definitely think it does. I mean, I think, you know, it's just human nature. You know, it's just human nature. You want to be, young women have said this to me, like, oh, you look like me. You know, I mean, you can't see me. It's radio, but I'm kind of a petite brunette and I wear nail polish, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that women are more influenced by peer pressure and those kinds of things than men are?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that's one of the reasons I went to girl school. So if you want to be class president, you were competing against another girl. But a lot, we know this from a lot of research, that girls kind of start to say, maybe the guys wouldn't like me if I behaved this way.
Exactly.
You know, right.
This is what concerns me and about this. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk about this some more when we come back, folks. We're going to continue our discussion with Anna Murray, the founder of eMedia, about women in technology. And that'll come out right after the break. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And I'll be at your side
forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.